It's 88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels, and Ed Sheeran's here with us. Ed, it's good to have you here
good
at the station.
Man.
One thing that I've come to know about you is you tour relentlessly. You tour with a hunger. You've been quoted as saying that you want to tour more than anyone, and for a long time, it was just you.
Yeah.
Talk to me about, some would say you did it the right way, which is have couch, will crash.
Yeah.
Talk to us about, it's been what, 2004, 2005, you hit the road and you've pretty much been working every year?
Pretty much. I mean, I moved out of my house at 16, so that would have been 2007. And that was when I kind of started properly doing shows. And not having a place to live and not having any money. But I mean, it was cool. I mean, I was just saying to you that it's kind of cool to be in a position where I'm now, because in that time I was booking my gigs myself, booking the promo myself, traveling around by any means necessary, didn't have any place to live, was living off money that I was selling out of CDs from my merch, out my bag. I was selling CDs out my rucksack, and that was the only form of income. So the kind of relentless touring thing came from that, really. Like, there was no other way to make money other than trying to do a gig for free and then sell CDs afterwards.
You elevated busking. You took your busking from town to town to town, finding a place you could have, you could gig, build a little bit of an audience, make a few bucks, on to the next town.
Pretty much. And it wasn't always as easy as that. Sometimes you'd get no one turning up and you'd be £80 out of pocket or whatever. But it's cool. The more I hear about other artists complain about how tough their promo schedule is and how difficult it is at the top, the more it's like, it's actually easier at the top. It's a lot easier. You have a team that drops you off places and books you stuff and takes care of your business, and all you have to do is focus on making music and playing music, which is what all anyone wants to do, to be honest, being a musician. So I find being a signed recording artist who sells albums a bit more of an easier thing than being
a one-man band,
yeah, I guess.
A one-man company. Well, you mentioned something just a second ago, and by the way, as we talked about Ed's team, he does have a team of about 8 people that came out, and Ed...
They're just keen, man.
Ed performs and travels alone. You perform and travel solo.
Yeah.
So...
It's
3 or 4 of them are going to stay here and help me do some stuff.
I think it's to make me look a bit more important than I actually am.
Well, it works.
Yeah,
it works beautifully. And by the way, they brought you some good English breakfast.
Great tea, man.
Because that's important.
But yeah, no, it's odd. My touring team, we started touring last May. Me and Mark, my touring team started off just me and my tour manager, and now. So we started off in like 100 capacity venues, and we kind of sold out all of them and then moved up to the next level. And we're doing, 25,000 tickets now in London, and the tour team is like 5 people. So this is actually more than my tour team, which is mad.
Pick up the pieces and build a Lego house, and if things go wrong we can knock it down. My 3 words have 2 meanings, but there's 1 thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. Broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm gonna paint you by numbers and color you in. And if things go right, we could frame it and put you on a wall now. And it's so hard to say it, but I've been here before. Now I'll surrender up my heart and swap it for yours. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. Don't hold me down now. I think the braces are breaking, and it's more than I can take. Oh, and it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on now. Now, I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. I'll do it all for you in time. Out of all these things I've done, I think I love you better now. I'm out of touch, I'm out of love. I'll pick you up when you're getting down. And out of all these things I've done, I will love you better now.
You mentioned charity. The story goes that the subject, the person that you address in the A-Team, you were doing charity work at a crisis center and you met the person that inspired. Is this true or is this fable?
You know, it's true. I mean, I wouldn't want to glorify myself by saying it was charity work. There was a lot of other people at that shelter who were doing a lot more than me. I basically went and played a show there. Right. So I don't know if that's considered charity work. I enjoyed it. Other people enjoyed it. It was kind of more entertainment for a charity, I guess. So yeah, I wouldn't want to take the credit for that. But I went in, hung out with most of the people there, heard all their stories, and one story that really kind of affected in a sense that I was 18 and lived in London for 2 years and never really seen the dark underside of it. So when you hear kind of stories of people that haven't got homes and have no money and have serious addictions and stuff like that, you kind of feel very, very lucky and privileged to actually have a roof over your head, even if it's not yours, even if it's just a sofa on your mate's couch or whatever. So I got very inspired by this one story of this girl called Angel, and I wrote the song The A-Team.
And it's a song that's really, you know, here in America starting to really break through on a lot of levels. Now, you came to Los Angeles on your own, much mm-hmm. like you were saying earlier. The Ed driven part of touring, you decided to come to LA and basically just came out or going, fingers crossed, I hope I can make some connections. And you made some unusual connections, but it started you off on that proverbial, much like the A&R person in the church, you had a benefactor in Jamie Foxx.
I did a show out in Inglewood for a guy called John Hensley, who runs a brilliant night called Fly Poet out there. And I played that and spoke to John afterwards. And my thing in London, I moved to London with no contacts and nowhere to stay, and I managed to, well, I'm still there. So, yeah. 5 years on, it's all right. But so my thing was, when I moved to London, the first gig I did, I said, do you know any other open mic nights? Cool. Next open mic night, do you know any other? And you just get a list of them and you kind of compile it. So I went to John Hensley and said, can you hook me up with any other gigs? And he was kind enough to do so. He really took care of me, actually. He took me to the shows and stuff. And the one of the shows was at a place called the Conga Rooms in LA Live, and it was called the Foxhole. And it was Jamie Foxx's night. I played that. His manager happened to be in the audience and said, come on the radio show. I went on the radio show, played a song, and got invited to use his studio, which was mental. You know, I'd I'd been playing the same gigs at the same venues with the same people in England, and to be able to come to LA and within a month have my kind of confidence restored was great.
White lips, pale face, breathing in snowflakes, burnt lungs, sour taste. Lights gone, days end, struggling to pay rent, long nights, strange men. They say she's in class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, cooling like pastry. And they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause she's just under the upper hand and goes mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe she'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. For angels to fly now. Ribs, gloves, raincoat, try to swim and stay float, dry house, wet clothes, loose change, banknotes, weary eyes and dry throat, cool girl, no phone, no. They say she's in class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries, and they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause she's just under the upper hand. Goes mad for a couple grams, and she don't wanna go outside tonight. In a plane, she'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. Now an angel died, covered in white, with closed eyes and hoping for a better life. This time now will fade out tonight, straight down the line, straight down the line. And they say she's in the class 18, stuck in her daydream, been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries, and they scream the worst things in life come free to us, cause we are all under the upper hand and go mad for a couple grams. We don't wanna go outside tonight, cause in the pipe we'll fly to the motherland and sell love to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. For angels to fly, oh, fly.
You're out on the road with some of our, you know, favorites here at KCSN, Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
And we had Gary in a month or two back, and he's a fiery lad, as
he's
you
lovely.
All know. Fiery lad. Yeah. And having seen you perform, I thought, you know, there's going to be a lot of passion in this pairing. A lot of passion. Is it playing out that way on the road?
Do you know what? I think the most brilliant thing about it was being friends with them before going on the road, and actually Gary just being like, oh, hey, you're coming to the US. Why don't you tour with us? And, you know, it was kind of having that kind of entry point and being, you know, close with the band before we'd even started was great. I mean, we've been writing on tour a lot and hanging out and going to watch films and getting tattoos. It's kind of like, it's a nice tour to be on. It's not, you know, the label didn't pay for me to be on some tour with an act that I'd never speak to, and I'm just kind of using their name and fan base. It's a very kind of, it's a very relaxed kind of friendly tour. It's good.
That's great. Well, tonight you're going to be playing in Palm Springs, and then tomorrow night you're going to be playing at the Fox Theater in Pomona with Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
And we thank you for coming here today to
KCSN. Thank you so much for having me.
And we're going to be here for you. And as you see by the space or size of our studios, if you ever need a place to crash, we tell that to artists on the road. Bring a knapsack. Plenty of room.
Yeah, man.
You've got a place to crash here in Los Angeles once again. Everyone, Ed Sheeran for you on 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you very much.